Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wedding 101 Radio Show. Hello, my name is David Rothstein. This program is designed to be a helpful resource for both brides and grooms as well as wedding professionals. It was created to give listeners real insights from the top wedding professionals in the nation. Each new show features a wedding professional from a different aspect of wedding planning: photographers, caterers, wedding planners, florists, venues, and many more. These interviews will give you lots of great ideas how to get the best results for your wedding. Wedding vendors can also learn from fellow professionals. If you have an idea for a guest or a topic, please let me know. We're always happy to take your advice, and we hope you enjoy the show. Thank you. For this week's program, we're really excited. Our guest is Dennis Reamer from Frost Chicago. No matter how over the top it is, Dennis Reamer's attention to detail and ability to produce a client's vision is what sets him apart from the rest. A Michigan native, Dennis moved to Chicago at 17 to embark on his dream of stage design and theatrical lighting. While attending Columbia College, he was able to see that his love of transformation spaces went beyond the stage, and he began a career in event lighting and production. Dennis has worked for various event lighting companies until 9 years ago, when he became a member of the Frost team, where he was able to combine his creative design talents as well as his production experience. At Frost, Dennis has designed and produced movie premieres, award shows, concerts, fashion shows, private events, galas in Chicago, and many, many others throughout the United States. In 2009, TPAN presented Dennis with the Charles Clifton Leadership Award. At the 2010 BizBash Chicago events and Style Awards, he actually won Best Lighting Design. In 2011, BizBash featured Dennis as one of 68 of the most innovative event pros in the entire world. So we're really excited to have Dennis Reamer from Frost Chicago.
Thanks, David. How are you?
Doing just great. And so today's program, we're going to talk about some different things that brides should be looking out for in terms of how to pick out the best lights, what makes one lighting company better than another, because as with most aspects of wedding planning, most of the time the couples have never bought 90% of the things that they are purchasing. So the more people can really know about the insights, the more they can make a much better decision and get the best results for their wedding. So let's jump right into it. And what are some of the main things that a bride should really be asking a lighting company to find the best fit for their particular event?
Well, I think a lot of the times what they really should be looking for is fulfilling their dreams. You know, the bride especially, as well as the couple, have been looking forward to this day, you know, since they were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel it's our obligation to meet those dreams and bring those to fruition. And taking the overall experience and incorporating budgets and themes and looks and decor, I feel that with lighting, we can really help make those transformational within the space that they're choosing.
And I've done a lot of events. I actually own a music company, David Rothstein Music, and I've seen some rooms that are just completely blank, and then when Frost Chicago gets a hold of them and they go in and they light it up like a place like Field Museum or something, it's absolutely amazing how just a giant room with square walls and is just looks very flat, and then you get a great company, a talented creative company that works directly with you. It's just spectacular to see the type of work that they do. And one of the trickiest things, I imagine, for your work, Dennis, is the ability, because there are so many venues here in Chicago and all over the Midwest, that there are small places, big places, and to be able to really know exactly what's going to be the best fit for each individual venue and also certainly the tastes of that particular client. How do you go about finding out what's going to be the best fit for both the client and what's going to be possible for that particular venue?
Well, I think what's important is really realizing and listening to what the needs are. I think, you know, a lot of the times I'll get a call and a bride is really interested in having, you know, a very artsy, industrial type of wedding that is not your traditional, you know, ballroom style type wedding. And what I like to do is lead them to spaces that they may have never even thought of. I use a lot of resources within the industry. Going to you know, warehouses that may be for sale or abandoned. And, you know, the interesting thing is you get these couples into the space and it's just dark and dingy and the floor is dirty, and really just have to build their trust and be able to say that, you know, through everything that Frost Chicago can offer with lighting and staging and video, as well as audio, we can transform this blank canvas or this dirty, dilapidated warehouse, you know, into their dream scenario. The same goes with ballrooms. A lot of the times, you know, I'll walk into a ballroom with a client and they hate the carpet or they hate the chandeliers or they hate the color of the walls. And I say, hey, let's roll out some carpet. Let's uplight the walls with LED lights so we can transform the color throughout the night. Let's take the chandeliers and create custom shades, you know, to enclose them and bring it up to more of a modern feel. And honestly, I will say a lot of the times when we're finished with an event, the hotel, the venue, or even the client will say, you know, hey, is this something that we can keep? Because they're just really impressed of how over the top and transformational we've been able to make their space.
And you can actually go to their website, which is frostchicago.com, and they have a page there called Transformations, and they show what a room looks like when it's all stripped down, and then there's an after picture which shows what a room looks like after they've transformed it into this incredible, incredible space now. So it's if you are at all interested in or considering having any kind of work done to enhance the atmosphere of your wedding, be sure to go to their website, frostchicago.com, and click on the Transformations page. It is absolutely spectacular. What would you say are the basic lighting things, if somebody doesn't have maybe a larger budget, so the basic elements that you believe that every single wedding should really have?
I think what's important, and just to take it to the basics, is really creating that intimate, romantic environment. So, for example, if you're going into a room that is fluorescent lights, that perhaps is drop ceiling, my objective and where I would always strongly recommend is turning off everything that's there and just doing the simplest of uplighting around the perimeter of a room can really create that glow. It can really help support a theme and really, you know, again, mask or transform what that space is. So I think just taking it to the basics, uplighting, very simple, creates the perimeter. I think pin spotting can be very important. I think a lot of the times, you know, we're spending money on creating these beautiful centerpieces, and then once you turn off the lights, they disappear.
Right.
So we can take a very small focused beam of light and shine it directly onto the center of each table, and that just makes that centerpiece pop and then really adds value to the table and not only the overall look of the room. And then the other thing that I think, again, is very simple is just dance floor lighting. And whether that be projections of texture or some type of animation, it really helps delineate a space to where the dancing is going to take place and just can be very subtle and help support the entertainment as well.
Absolutely. And it sure makes my job much easier when you've got a dance floor that's really well lit, as opposed to, you know, here comes the dancing, let's turn the lights off. And I think by having that little bit of extra lighting, and especially on a dance floor or the uplighting around the room, creates an atmosphere. And that's, to me, that's really what you guys at Frost Chicago really do, is you take a room and you create this kind of fairy tale, and you forget even the fact that, you know, you're at Madison and State, or you're downtown, or you're in the suburbs or something. You're in this one-of-a-kind magical place, and you forget all the logistics in terms of the parking, the loading, all that kinds of stuff. And that's what it's able to really, in terms of transforming it into something very, very special. So let's walk through, in terms of a client that's never really bought or considered having lighting, what, and they sit down with you for their first meeting. How does that meeting go, and what are the questions they should be asking, and what kind of questions are you asking them?
Sure. I think what's most important is really have some sort of backing, you know, prior to sitting with me in what you're looking for. I always encourage brides when they call and say, you know, hey, we are interested in doing lighting. We've got this venue, and can you send us a price list? You know, and I really try to explain the fact that, you know, here at Frost Chicago, we're not into the package A, package B, package C, you know, weddings, if you will,
mm-hmm.
but creating a really custom, unique experience based on what they're looking to do and really listening to what their needs are and fulfilling them, you know, to the nth degree. So when I first meet with a couple, I like to say pictures. You know, you can, through Google, through Pinterest, through Instagram, there's so many, you know, different things out there and resources out there that you can use that when you sit, you know, with me, we can look through that. I can really get an idea, you know, of the colors that you really like. I can get an idea of if, you know, within space you like things that are, you know, really full and over the top or something that's really contemporary or very clean lined. I can really see the, you know, objective that they're going for. And then from there, what I like to do if a venue hasn't been chosen is open up or show images of past events that we have done, you know, in different venues
mm-hmm.
that really can, you know, kind of back that, you know, yeah, we have no problem, you know, incorporating a 12-foot fountain, you know, for your ceremony
right.
that later gets covered up with a lucite floor and becomes, you know, your dance floor with, you know, this amazing aquatic effect going on mm-hmm. underneath. And, you know, I always say dream big, and I always say, you know, let me or let Frost Chicago deal with how are you going to do it.
So you're kind of a translator. You're taking their ideas and you're saying this is how we can apply it to this particular space.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, the more information that comes in, it helps us, you know, really get an idea, you know, of the direction that they want to go.
And people ask me all the time, I'm sure they ask you the same thing, like, what's your favorite venue to play at? Well, it's kind of like, who's the best person to marry, you know? Because the thing is it has to be perfect for your particular individual, not only your taste and your personality, but things like, do you want to be downtown? Are you having 400 guests or 40 guests?
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing with lighting. You're not going to try to superimpose some incredible light show into something that's maybe an anniversary party for 30, 40 people. And the same thing applies also for trends, and that's what we're going to kind of get to next, is that for me, there's a lot of different trends out there, and if a couple sees a trend, they find something on Pinterest or on TV or something, and they think, oh, this is a really great idea that fits into who we are, then absolutely you should do that. But if you're using a trend that you've come across and you think like, oh, I'm really going to impress everybody, so they think I'm Kim Kardashian or Martha Stewart, well, then don't do it because that's not authentic to who you are. And to me, and the same thing for lighting as well, that the music and the lighting and everything related to your wedding should just be an extension of your personality and what you want to say about your wedding and your relationship with your fiancé. So how do you find out about introducing some new trends or if you come across some different ideas, do you tend to, because there are so many different things out there, how do you kind of reduce things down instead of saying, these are some hot trends that we think you should use? How do you kind of lay everything out in terms of these are some of the big hot trends, you can pick from these, or what else do you have in mind?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think with the trending, you know, especially with weddings, as you mentioned, it's got to be what they're looking for. So if I hear that, you know, we went to, you know, this concert last night and they did this effect and now we want to incorporate that with our wedding, you know, not to always be the buzzkill, but we always try to consider budgets. And on the front end, you know, everyone has really big eyes and really wants, you know, the best experience possible. And I think, you know, getting an idea of the budget before really suggesting a trend is important. And as far as where those trends are coming from, it can be, as you said, it could be from the magazine, it could be from the TV, it could be, you know, from a wedding that they've gone to. And whether it's they want to duplicate it or they want to top it or be better, you know, than something that they've seen, I think that you really just have to reel it in just a little bit to make sure that you can produce what their, you know, expectations are.
Yeah, I think that that's really important, and people should not feel intimidated by working with a company like you, because what I like about all the people I've worked with is that everybody is so down to earth and very much accommodating to the needs of what they specifically need. So if you are a couple that is just starting out with stuff, go in and ask as many questions as you want. Bring in fabric colors or whatever you want, and Dennis and the staff will certainly be happy to break things down and not talk in incredibly technical circles about, you know, we're going to use this light over here and this extension over there, but just basically what the final result is.
Yeah, and no idea is too crazy. I mean, to me, I think a lot of the projects that I've worked on, you know, have been out of the box and you know, innovative, if you will.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fun part is just creating that. And I think, you know, I've been with Frost almost 10 years now, and my history is professional theater and then going mm-hmm. backwards to community theater, going backwards to high school theater, going
right.
backwards. And so a lot of the times it's fun because I'm challenged with wanting to create, you know, a professional theater style event, but I'm working on a community theater style budget. And I always say, I said, you know, don't be afraid to say what you, you know, don't be afraid to share what you want to do. Because if I can't do it, you know, based on the budget, then there's going to be a way, you know, with the experience, you know, that I have or that my colleagues have, that we can come up with something that, you know, will be equally as impressive and exciting.
Yeah, that's the advantage of you guys being around for so many years, is of having those types of experiences and examples of ways of somebody has come in with some idea, and you've been able to create that same effect without really kind of going crazy with the budget there.
Yeah, and it's uh-huh. taking that it is a one, you know, a one night event, and
right.
you know, are we doing things, you know, specifically to last, you know, a lifetime? Well, no, I think that's what the photography's for, and that's what the memories are for.
Right.
And, you know, there's been a couple times I did an event that they wanted the whole Phantom of the Opera. And, you know, so how are we going to transform, you know, this riding stable, you know, into the Paris Opera that prior to was a ceremony with a spring garden feel. And you know, basically what I came up with was creating you know, this garden within a space that was draped, and then for the changeover, the ceremony took place, and then the guests would leave and come back into the same room, and now the fabric's been removed, and you now have opera boxes and chandeliers and just
incredible.
Kind of this whole mysterious thing happened.
Wow.
That after the first course, you know, the chandelier that was made of, you know, plastic beaded curtain and garden edging
mm-hmm.
raised, you know, from the floor up into the ceiling and then suspended over the orchestra for the remainder of dinner. And once dessert was served, the actor came out and we proceeded to do this whole, you know, 90-minute version of Phantom of the Opera with the chandelier falling into the orchestra.
Wow.
The Phantom coming up from different aspects of the room, and then the boat coming out and, you know, driving through the audience. And, you know, it's just, again, you know, being versed and being knowledgeable of what's out there, and then kind of just sitting back and saying, you know, hey, you know, we can do that. And we may not be able to do the full, you know, high-end, stage-driven, automated, you know, boat.
Right.
But, you know, we can take an automated wheelchair and put a
there you go
a shroud around it that mimics the shape of a boat, and then have the actor actually driving it, and there you go, you know, achieved.
It is the perfect balance of I just saw the Cirque du Soleil show, the Beatles show, Love,
mm-hmm.
and
Love.
It's just incredible that you know, you just sit there in the audience and you're just in awe of all these things. But there's so much technicality that goes into that creates all this beauty. That's what's really the marvel is to have the imagination, first of all, to dream of something like that, but then to have the technical knowledge to really make that happen. Because anybody can just dream of all kinds of incredible things, but the real masters, like Far Chicago and also Cirque du Soleil and a lot of the really big production companies, are able to take that vision and without you ever knowing about it, because it's one of those things like, I don't really want to know how this stuff works. Just kind of make it beautiful and creative. It's it's really, really a spectacular thing. Now, I know
Go ahead. I was just going to say that's a great example, David, because what if you think about the show Love, here you have an enormous repertoire of Beatles songs, and then it took someone to figure out how can we tell a story not only of life and history and the Beatles, and bring it to a stage show and incorporate all these different talents and make it successful. And I think when I'm designing an event for a client, I'm taking all of this information and combining it into, a 4 to 6 hour event that is really fulfilling everything that they wanted to do, putting, what they may have thought was going to be the best way to open, their ceremony and putting that at the end. And just really playing off of the flow and the design and how it can be integrated and worked to best fit what they're looking to do and tie it all together.
And then one of the biggest things I think that really has got to be so exciting is when you have that, when you bring the bride and groom into the room for the first time, and they've only seen it on a Tuesday afternoon, and they come into the room on a Saturday night, and it's just the most amazing look on their face. They just can't believe the transformation that you made, and it's very, very exciting. And when the guests come in, they're just kind of expecting to be sitting down and having their chicken dinner, and they walk into this room, and you just see them looking around, and it is a very powerful thing that I think lighting should not be something that you just kind of breeze over as just a little extra if we have some extra money. It can be something that would be a great investment in the actual wedding itself. So
I agree. I mean, I got goosebumps with you just saying that, knowing, I've witnessed that. And there's nothing more that says you've done your job than opening a door and having your client or a couple just in awe. And whether it's a scream or a tear or just a sigh, it just really says, you've met and exceeded our expectations, and you've taken something and you've turned it into something, amazing.
Now, do you meet with the clients at the actual event, at the actual space there, in terms of, we're going to put some lights over here, what if we did this over there? So you're actually, everybody's in the room with the venue contact in terms of, even if it's a space that you've actually, inside and out, do you actually meet the clients there physically in the room?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, again, it's really listening and allowing them, being the client or the couple, kind of drive the overall creative aspect of it. If there's a planner involved, the planner has met with the couple in advance, and then the planner will bring all the vendors together at the venue to review what they're looking to do. But I think kind of as the preview or the room reveal is done, the day of, it's kind of doing the same thing with them to get all of that information while they're in the space, while they can walk and say, I think we want to come in this way. And then you can say, well, if you come in this way, we have to now put this over here. And, really getting a full understanding because, as you mentioned, we are familiar with the way that the venue may flow. They're not. They're doing it for the first time. And it's kind of going back to that, just leading them with what we know best works within our capabilities or the venue capabilities, and helping guide them, but still not, overlooking what their overall vision is.
And some of the older, so many different venues in Chicago and in the suburbs, how do you deal with a place that's, quote-unquote, a historic type of venue where they're very delicate, like you have to take your shoes off here, or you
very
can't use this. It's really a challenge because you can't have there was a place that's not used anymore called Dew's Mansion, which had just a back staircase, and everybody had to carry all the equipment, all the catering, all the musicians, all through this one back staircase. And there are some venues around the Chicago area which are similar to that. Maybe they have the elevators now, but you have to, you can't just set up with some big, giant, dreamy lights all over the place and fabrics everywhere. You really have to work within the limitations of that venue. Do you guys have a notebook or a log of each place that you play at to know, well, we'd like to do that, but because of this particular venue, there's certain restrictions they have. How do you work around that?
Yeah, we do have, you know, what we call our venues folder, and, you know, that is kept on our server that allows everyone on the Frost team access to. And when we're dealing, you know, with that particular event, you know, a lot of the times, as you mentioned, it's can we do, you know, this gigantic, you know, birdcage for our after party? You know, well, you're on the 16th floor, you have a 3-foot elevator, and the birdcage is, you know, 16 feet tall by 8 foot wide, and it doesn't come apart. So the answer is no. So, you know, is there an option? Absolutely. You can deconstruct the birdcage, you can make it fit in the elevator. You know, or we can create something custom, you know, that would be out of fabric or, you know, some different material. But as with any venue that we work at, we like to do a pre-site survey. And what that allows us to do is get all the nuts and bolts, you know, the basic room dimensions, the power, the load-in situation, you know, is there a dock, freight elevator versus an elevator, and all the dimensions that go with that. And we keep that on file so that as we're designing, we're keeping all of those pieces in mind and not overproducing it to the, you know, to the extent that we can't actually, you know, produce that event or that effect. And then as for the floor plans, we have a terrific draft person, you know, on staff that is full-time, and that's Elizabeth Hubbard. And what she does is she literally draws to scale all of the rooms, you know, based on our notes so that we can take tables and chairs and stages and props and build them in to really get an idea and show our clients, you know, how the space would lay out realistically. And then from there, she can also turn that into a rendering so that if we do want to kind of show a bird's eye view or what it would look like walking in and kind of sketch it up, you know, she's able to then add in the color and the dimension and create a 3D rendering, you know, for us as well, which is just fantastic. It really helps, you know, again, these the clients that, you know, I like to say are visually impaired.
Right, right.
You know, get an idea of what it really looks like.
I think that really helps a lot, too. And I think they have a lot of programs now where you can see, you know, what your new hairstyle would look like. You know, here's a picture of you, and now let's see you with this hairstyle, as opposed to doing something and be like, you know, maybe not, that's not the best idea. So that's a very, very helpful tool, I think, for the clients to have something like that.
It's a great tool. It kind of allows them to walk through their event, you know, with technology versus building it all out.
And there are a number of production companies, certainly here in Chicago and throughout the Midwest. What would you say are the main aspects of what makes one lighting company better than another one?
Well, I would say first and foremost is listening to your clients and really delivering what it is they're looking to do. And I think with that, I think myself, you know, as well as everyone here at Frost, you know, we're really innovative and we're really creative and we're really kind of on the cutting edge and thinking out of the box. You know, I like to say sometimes to people when they ask me, they're like, well, who's your competition? You know, what separates you from the rest? And I say, well, we strive and we perform and we deliver on everything that no one else wants to do.
Right.
And what I mean is a lot of the other production companies, you know, the ability to detail is something that we're extremely focused on. You know, we're going to treat the perimeter cabling, you know, as if it was and is as important as what is inside of the space. So we're going to make sure that not only you don't see how something is being done, but it's also safe and that it's also aesthetically pleasing and that it's also, you know, delivering what it needs to do. So we're designing everything almost from the outside in. So it's not just putting up a light in the middle of the room to highlight the table and say, well, we lit the table because that just doesn't look pretty. You know, we will figure out a way to design that production element, you know, to the fullest extent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the things I think that all artists struggle with is knowing when something's done. Maybe if we had just one more light over here, what if we put some flowers over in this corner? What if we did this uplighting here and add this fabric here? And that's a very difficult thing to do, especially when you've got somebody that maybe does have a tremendous budget and a vivid imagination. At what point do you decide as a designer and also work with the client to know that maybe adding that one, you know, bouquet of flowers is going to be too much, or adding that extra bit of light actually starts to draw away from the beauty or the atmosphere we're trying to create? Where do you draw the line?
You know, I really just say enough. I think you really just got to say that, you know, trust in our experience and trust in our knowledge that you, with what you have, we can manipulate it in such a way that it is going to deliver. And you're going to say, you know, I'm glad we didn't put that over there because I needed that space to, you know, blank. You know, I think, again, it's just really letting us do what we do, but mm-hmm. listening to what you want.
Yeah, I think a great room, a really beautiful room like all the work you guys do, has that certain breathability about it. You walk in and it's gorgeous and everything, but you feel comfortable. It's an atmosphere you want to spend time in. You know, you don't feel overwhelmed by, like, pew, you know, laser shows and all kinds of stuff. Look what we can do. And I think a lot of people do that a lot of times with their websites, is they're like, oh, I can add this thing here and I'm going to add this feature. Then all of a sudden you've got this god-awful thing, you know, even though you can do it, there has to be a point where, like, you know, it's beautiful and let's leave it as it is. And I think that's the experience of having somebody like you guys, like you said, the trust to be able to know that when things are really done and really you're going to get the best results by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really, really important. What are some of the creative ways? I know you talked about the Phantom of the Opera event that you did. What are the more creative ways that you're seeing people using lighting these days for their weddings?
Well, you know, I think it's not only lighting, but video is starting to become a huge trend. You know, with the video is light effects that are happening. You know, recently I've done, I did a dance floor, and instead of doing a custom monogram projected through a light and then kind of the texture break up around that, you know, or putting down a custom dance floor with vinyl, we did projectors that basically projected straight down onto the floor so that when guests walked in, it was that very simple, you know, to be expected bare branch texture and the monogram, and, you know, it was beautiful. It was lovely. But then as the night went on, the dance floor that was all white then became kind of this mishmash of just color that was just kind of evolving and kind of changing and again, a little expected. But then there was this whole choreographed piece that they met, you know, in Africa. And the goal was, how do we transform this ballroom into the Serengeti Desert?
You know? Right, right.
So by video projection onto the dance floor, I was able to create kind of this Serengeti landscape with animals and silhouettes of animals
Wow.
running through, that then later onto the walls, it encompassed the entire space, and it allowed to, without the use of props, and without the use of where can I get, you know, zebras and elephants and I want the Lion King to come,
wow.
you know, parading through my wedding, you know, it's like, let's do it through video. Let's just take simple flat surfaces around the room, on the dance floor, onto the ceiling, and really transform this space and take your guest onto that journey and allow them to see what you saw and bring that to them through the use of video. So, you know, incorporating the lighting as video and incorporating the video as lighting, we're able to morph the two together and create some just, you know, fantastic you know, transformational
element. That sounds incredible. I'm going to have to talk to you about that and get some of my clients to sign up for that, because that sounds terrific. Now, I know you guys also, I believe you take care of flowers and some other aspects of...
We don't do flowers.
You don't do flowers, okay.
We don't do flowers.
So,
I'd like to say we'll do full-service production, everything except flowers and food.
Okay.
So the lighting, the staging, the audio, the video, fabric treatments, we'll build custom decor. We don't like to say we do, you know, props, for example. A lot of the times if we're building something, it's for an event specific, you know, not to be recycled and kind of kept. Again, keeping that, you know, specific event really special and one of a kind.
Okay, great. And so it's also important to have the flexibility of knowing, you know, the number of guests you're having, maybe the tone of the couple, and if there's any particular things, the more you can actually get to know the couple in a unique way, the more you can add that extra little 20% of personal touches that really makes it that much more incredible. We just played for a wedding that the bride and groom said they loved Ron Santo, you know, the former Cubs player. So I went to Wrigley Field and I got them a Ron Santo jersey. Had all the wedding guests sign the jersey, this Ron Santo jersey, and the bride was completely surprised. And
awesome.
just taking a little extra time to get to know people really does make a big difference. And a lot of times in what we do, because there's so many aspects of lighting and decor, there are some unexpected things that challenges, either with weather or some things somehow maybe gets forgotten or somebody needs to improvise stuff. So maybe tell me a story about some situation where there was a problem with the venue or the elevator broke and you guys were able to kind of improvise a little bit and piece things together to make it happen.
Well, I don't want to give away our secrets.
You
know, I mean, there's been times where, you know, and producing these weddings, you know, they're all collaborative team events, you know, from the florist to the caterer to the venue. So one thing I think that, you know, we really try to do is we're part of the team, you know, and if that means that, you know, the florist had their refrigerated truck sitting outside that unfortunately someone the night before set it to freeze.
Oh, right.
And then getting in there the day, you know, the big day, and the flower
uh-huh.
truck shows up to the church and they open the back and then there's nothing but iced florals.
Oh.
You have a situation that now you've got a wedding, you know, where they've envisioned this amazing, you know, backdrop or arbor or, you know, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And then how can we now all step in and what do we have and how can we help make that better? And specifically, that was a situation, and I was able to create this backdrop, and we were in a remote location, and we kind of helped facilitate with the florist walking through getting branches while someone else ran to the store and got fruit, and then through some of our cabling helped cable the fruit to the branches to kind of create the fruit tree that was frozen in the truck, and then adding just a little subtle touches of lighting and texture and a little bit of uplighting and color just, you know, really made it come through. And, you know, the couple knew that there was a situation, but they also knew that they had, you know, professionals and team
right.
players, and we would do what we have to do to pull through to make it happen. So that was just kind of a funny story. And then other
uh-huh.
times, you know, you, as you mentioned before, you go into these venues that have one elevator and it's, you know, built in the 18 whatevers, and it
right.
breaks. So what do? You know, now you have 8 floors and you've got 3 trucks of equipment that belong to you,
mm-hmm.
not to mention the florist and the band and everyone else that's coming in for this special day. And how do we all team together, you know,
absolutely.
And make it happen?
And that's really mark of like the real pros, or the guys that are not like, well, there's a fire over there. Well, this is not my department. You know, it's about everybody working together, because we should be all on the same team in terms of like helping the client. We had one where the venue didn't have, or maybe it was the client, I can remember. They forgot the card box, you know, the
uh-huh.
gift card box. So I found this out at the beginning of cocktails. So I went down to the 7-Eleven over there, and I talked to the guy, and he gave me a empty box of beer, you know, this Corona box. And we took out two of the wings, and I went back to the venue, and they took these beautiful white napkins, and they taped them onto the side of this box. It had a little slit at the top. And they, you know, it was looked absolutely perfect. So we put it out on the table, and people were putting all the cards in and everything like that. Little did they know that underneath that was the about 3-week-old Corona box that was sitting in the back of the 7-Eleven about 20 minutes ago. So it takes a lot of creativity in our business in terms of really doing whatever it takes to make things happen. And that's the mark of not only, you know, people that really can do their job, their music or photography or lighting or anything like that, but the people that really care. And that's what I always enjoy working with for Chicago, is that no matter the situation, I know things are going to be taken care of. The whole staff is super friendly and helpful. It's just really, really incredible.
Well, thank you. And we know we have to deliver, you know, and mm-hmm. that everyone is there to make it happen. And I think maybe going back to your question is what separates us from the best is we're part of the team. We're on your team, which is the client.
Absolutely. As we're getting a little closer to the end here, do you have some last-minute tips for couples who are just kind of getting started with planning? What are the first steps you think they should be taking in terms of finding a great lighting decor company?
Communication. Communication and communication. I think what is really important is just communicating with us, you know, what it is, what are your objectives? You know, how can we help you? And if you come to us and you have no idea of what you're doing and this is your first time doing it, you know, let us know. And don't be afraid to, you know, share with us your budget. Don't be afraid to share, you know, your lack or your knowledge that you have, because we're really, you know, we're here to help you. We're going to service your vision. We're going to bring that to reality. And I think, you know, it's really being prepared and being open and allowing the full realm of communication to take place.
And where generally in the pecking order does lighting come in? Is it right after the venue? Do they start looking at lighting companies after that? Or when do people usually start to consider lighting for their event?
You know, a lot of the times people, you know, are not considering lighting, period. Because it's just something, you know, when you're not doing this on a day-to-day basis, you're not realizing how transformational lighting can be. And I would say that, you know, the majority of my clients, you know, come back and say, you know, our wedding was phenomenal, and it wasn't in the details, it was in the lighting. Because the details, the guest didn't really know what was happening in the kitchen, or the guest didn't really know, you know, the timing of the courses and the dances and the instrumentation, but it was the visual aspect of what they saw when they walked into the room and how they felt. And I also think that when I experience that moment of, you know, you walk into this room and you don't know what's going on and you don't know how it's being done, we've really done our job, because it's taking that experience, you know, to a different level.
Absolutely, and also the you know, there's a quote by Maya Angelou who says, "People forget what you say, people forget what you do, but people remember how you make them feel."
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really what the decor work that you guys do with all the lighting and the fabrics and everything. It's the feeling you get from being in that room. That's all you really have. You don't get to take the lights home with you. You don't get a snapshot of you standing next to some display or something. You get the feeling and the memory for being in that type of environment, and that's what I think you guys are really tremendous about doing. And having a great production company that's going to look out for you can really help you. And working with them hand in hand, the more you communicate with them, as Dennis said, and with all your vendors, the better off your results are going to be for your event, because they are only here to help you. So don't be intimidated. Don't feel like you're asking some stupid question. We want all the questions you possibly have. We want to share your dreams with you. We want to make your wedding truly yours, truly authentic, and absolutely amazing. So that will conclude the show for this afternoon. And We would like to thank our special guest from Frost Chicago, Dennis Reamer. And if you'd like to go visit their storefront, it is 1381 North Branch Street here in Chicago. Their phone number is 312-642-7600, 312-642-7600. Their website is www.frostchicago.com. That's frostchicago.com. If you do need any live music for your wedding, if you want a great live band, please visit our website, drsmusic.com, drsmusic.com, or 773-244-1239. Thank you so much, Dennis. Hope you had a great time, and I think
Thank
all
you,
your
Dave.
Your great information is definitely going to benefit a lot of brides, grooms, and hopefully some vendors got some inside information as well. Thank you so much, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.